The USDA released a much-anticipated report Friday morning. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Many eyes and many ears were watching what the USDA was coming up with their first report in 2 months. It was the WASDE report. Jordan Recker is with Professional Ag Marketing based out of Laverne, Minnesota, and he talked about the bearish report.
Been quite volatile here this morning. You know, first time we've had a report since the government shut down. We did also have a little bit of a flash sale dump. So, you know, the past 6 weeks, we haven't had any daily flash sales. Those also came out at 11.2 along with this WASDE report. But, you know, to kind of get started on the WASDE report, it was a little bit bearish. We did take yield lower on corn, down to 186 from 186.7. The market is feeling, though, about a 184 is what the market is kind of feeling. So didn't quite take that yield down to where they were kind of hoping for.
And as you dig just a little bit deeper into those numbers.
But with that, we raised beginning stocks from a 1.3 up to a 1.5. That came from the last report we had, which was a, you know, stocks report, which ended up being about $200 million higher there. So they brought that over and filled that into the beginning stocks. Along with that, we did see exports raised $100 million on corn.
And Jordan, what about those soybeans?
We did see yield come in pretty darn close to where the market was believing. The market was kind of feeling a 53 yield, and that's where the USDA printed that down from a 53.5. Beginning stocks came in down 15 million bushels at 316. And then they did lower exports 50 million after the slow start to our export season at 1.63. So ending stocks a little bit lower at 290 compared to 300 million there last month is what we kind of saw there.
Again, USDA releasing their very first report Friday morning with the WASDE report. Now we should be back to normal with their regular scheduled reports. With your farm news update, I'm Keith Weinberg.